ringers. You're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Martha Carney. First, the headlines. This week, KFC launched their vegan chicken burger, three words that make as much sense together as Prime Minister Johnson. The BBC's background checks on the guest on its leadership debate show, who allegedly shared anti-Semitic tweets, were thorough, insists the BBC's head of programming, OJ Simpson.
The government has insisted it is still committed to measures designed to curb young people watching porn online. Too right. Make them go to the newsagents and shoplift a copy of Razzle while they mate buy some fruit pastels like we had to. But it was the Tory leadership race that dominated the news. Rory Stewart caused a fuss by removing his tie at the start of the Tory leadership debate.
Unsurprisingly, with five washed-up blokes with no future on stage, we all feared this was the start of a full Monty routine.
There was real disappointment then when Rory Stewart was knocked out of the race, as he was the candidate who really appealed to younger Tory voters in their mid-50s. With Boris way out in front, that just left three possible contenders to challenge him for the top job. Michael Gove, Jeremy Hunt, or Sajid Javid.
And it was Sajid Javid who was next to go. This was his reaction.
I'm a bit disappointed because my father arrived in this country with only £1 in his pocket and taught me the value of hard work. And I wanted to stop that kind of thing happening again.
And the last to be eliminated was Michael Gove, with rumours that dark arts had been used to eliminate him.
Well, frankly, I'm appalled that Boris's camp would use Machiavellian scheming to nobble me, when they could just have pointed out that I'm a total weirdo. To think I gave up cocaine for this.
So, Jeremy Hunt, you've made it through. Are you really the right person to take on Boris Johnson?
Yes, for the simple reason that we all know Boris is going to win.
And that somehow is a reason to pick you?
Yes. As over many years, I've perfected the art of pretending I'm fine whilst being totally humiliated. No matter how brutally humiliated I am by the Tory membership, my face will not show a flicker of emotion. Still having the same dead-eyed, vacant look of a haunted ventriloquist dummy in a 60s horror movie.
So there we have it. The Conservatives have decided the two best candidates to run the country are Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt.
Which means in exactly a month's time, on July the 22nd, the man heading to the palace will either be Boris Johnson or Boris Johnson.
And the Queen heading out the back door into an Uber to catch a flight to PortAventura. As there's only so much of this crap she can take.
This is the 6 o'clock news with me, Sophie Raworth, the one your sexist uncle thinks is Emily Maitlis. We're getting reports that Spice Girls Baby, Sporty, Scary and Ginger are about to be joined by a surprise guest on their reunion tour. We now go live to the O2.
Hi, I'm Chuka Omona. I'm delighted to be joining the Spice Girls. Their politics chime perfectly with my own. I too really, really, really want a zig-a-zig. And, and this week, their coattails are ones that I'm very happy to cling to, even if the Union Jack dress did look a lot sexier on Vince Cable.
This is the voicemail of Richard Curtis. Please leave your moral objections to the ways in which I raised £63.5 million for Comic Relief this year after the term.
Richard, hi, it's Macca here. Listen, I've been hearing about this new film of yours, Yesterday, where everyone in the world suddenly can't remember the Beatles. Yeah, cool concept, man, you know. That's the kind of, you know, really way out there stuff that we used to kick around a lot back in the 60s, you know. Anyway, I've got an idea for a sequel where everyone in the world suddenly can remember Wings.
Hello? I'm Andrew Neil. The cake they left out in the rain. Just moments ago, the Tory leadership debate ended on BBC One, with the big winners being ITV and Dave, which both no doubt enjoyed a huge spike in viewers. Well, joining me now is a woman who cooks ravioli on a Tuesday, a chicken who thinks he's Ted Heath, and Diane Abbott! Diane, who impressed you the most on the stage tonight?
Andrew. For me, the most impressive performer on the debate was Jeremy.
Jeremy Hunt, really?
No, Jeremy Corbyn, silly.
Diane! Jeremy Corbyn wasn't in the studio.
Yes, and that's what impressed me. The way he commanded the stage by not being on it. You spent the entire hour thinking, where's Jeremy? What's he doing now? Is he planting runner beans whilst tenderly cradling a freshly picked iceberg lettuce? I'm sure I wasn't alone in thinking that.
No, you most certainly were, Diane. Finally, emerging blinking into the sunlight was Boris Johnson. As predicted, he did see his shadow, which means 30 more years of bullshit. Here's a clip of him trying to remember what a member of the public looks like.
I welcome the question from Abu Babu Andy Pandy.
Boris then sought to defend his past use of offensive language, such as pillar box Muslims.
What I say to those people critical of the things I've said in the past, I remind them that my great-grandfather was a Muslim who chose Britain because of its welcoming character, and he went on to enjoy a good life here until he was deported by my grandfather. But that's another story.
Incredibly, though, it was the BBC who ended up most red-faced when it emerged that Abdullah Patel had anti-Zionist posts on his social media, posts so extreme he's now the bookie's favourite to take over as leader of the Labour Party. William Hague, what did you think of the debate?
Oh, yes, I loved it. Boris bumbling and unconvincing, Javid being weird and bald, Hunt terrifying us with his face, Gove speaking in tongues, Rory Stewart jerking about like a Thunderbird puppet.
How is that good?
Because it means my brand of awkward ineptitude is right back in fashion.
Surely that's impossible.
You'd better believe it, baby. Yes, crap is the new black. Fionn, get that baseball cap out of the attic. We're off to Alton Towers. There's a log flume ride with my name on it. Bring it on.
You're watching the BBC News with me, Hugh Edwards, the dominant silverback gorilla of current affairs. We can cross live now to Orlando, Florida, where President Trump is holding a rally where he's expected to make a major announcement.
I have thought long and hard about a new slogan, to replace Make America Great Again. And finally, all by myself, great job. I have come up with another completely new and original slogan. Here it comes. America great. Make again. It sums up how great America is. And you know, folks, despite this, the fake news is complaining about concentration camps. Not fair. Concentration is good. Everybody tells me I have to concentrate when I read my reports. I have to read all the words, even the ones that don't say Trump, and that's very, very hard. So in collusion, I mean conclusion, not only am I announcing that I'm standing for re-election, re-election 2020, great job. I am also announcing the result of that election. I win. Who knew? Well, Putin. He says that in 2020 I would either be re-elected with 103% of the vote, or I'll be accidentally shooting myself 8 times in the back of the head during my next stay in the pee-pee suite of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow. Great mattress. Great job. Thanks. Get him out of here.
Britain 2019, and the whole country was about to experience a brand new sensation like no other. Yes, it was Rory Mania, with Rory Stewart drawing crowds to his rallies as big as 6 or 7 people. Tom Jones remembers those heady days.
Oh, yes, it were crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Everyone was wearing Rory wigs. All my fans asked for their knickers back so they could throw them at Rory.
As Rory Mania swept Britain, it seemed Rory was everywhere.
Well, this is Rory Week here on The One Show. And Giles Brandreth is with a group of girl guides who've all dressed up as his teeth.
Here on Later to play their new single is Kasabian, featuring their new lead singer, Rory Stewart.
Yes, the Tory party had identified the most competent man with passion and vision to address the challenges posed by Brexit and engage Europe in a measured, serious way. So naturally, they eliminated him. And opted instead for Boris Johnson. To flail about in Brussels like a toddler having a meltdown by the pick and mix in Poundland.
Welcome to Newsnight. I'm Emily Maitlis. Beautiful, brainy and good at my job. Get over it. Labour Deputy Leader Tom Watson this week called again for the leadership to back a second referendum. Mr Watson, is any of this doing any good?
Well, of course it is, Emily. I'm the Watsonator. I'm slimmed down. I'm ripped. I'm a hard man righting wrongs. Jeremy's on the ropes. Kablamo.
I'm sorry, I totally zoned out there. Let's see. What will you do if your demands for support for a second referendum aren't met?
Then I'll go nuclear on Jeremy's ass.
You'll launch a leadership challenge.
Even worse, I'll make sure Jeremy always gets the squeaky chair in PLP meetings. And at the next shadow cabinet meeting, I'll stage one of my polite walkouts.
And what does a polite walkout entail?
I'll wait till near the end of the meeting, stand up and mumble something like, I'm just going to the loo, then I'll walk out and I'll leave my stuff on the table so no one realises what's happening, but I'll know.
But isn't that just the same as going to the loo?
No. I mean, I'll probably go to the loo while I'm there. Be ashamed to waste the trip, but it's very different. I'm loco, baby. I went to Glastonbury once and everything. I stayed in a tent.
Thanks very much, Tom Whittington.
It's actually Tom Watts. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hello and welcome to the all-new Top Gear. I'm Paddy McGuinness, Bolton's premier car expert.
I'm Freddie Flintoff. I'll drive anything as long as it's not a pedalo.
And I'm Nigel Farage. I like my cars fast, my women faster, and my immigrants far away.
What are you doing here? This is the new inoffensive walk Top Gear.
No, 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 not on your Nelly. I'm here to bring Top Gear back to what it should be. Middle-aged men saying whatever they want about women and Eastern Europeans and, very occasionally, driving a car.
We've got a brand new Lamborghini to try out.
Look, nobody's watching Top Gear for the cars. That's like watching Babe Station for the plots. And it's bad enough they've let two Northerners host it. Come on, let's piss off the Argentines again by spelling out Falklands without Todgers.
It's time now to find out what happened when we went to Brunei and painted a car in rainbow LGBT-friendly colours.
LGBT-friendly? Oh, Jeremy Clarkson would be spinning in his grave. How's this instead? Fly to Munich, dressed in lederhosen, and drive through Oktoberfest in a tank singing 10 German bombers.
No! Right. Absolutely not!
Amsterdam, then. Few pints, couple of nights in the red light district.
What's the task?
What task?
All right, I've had enough. Security, let the boar see the door.
Quick, Nigel. I know you said you'd never get into anything European again, but into the Lamborghini. Next stop, Amazon Prime. They'll let us say anything. Todgers out, boys!
You've reached the voicemail of Sue Barker. I can't come to the phone right now as I've been recording episodes of A Question of Sport for 8 straight months. Please put me out of my misery after the tone.
Hi there, Sue. It's me, Andy, Andy Murray. I know I sound totally different. My operation has given me a new lease of life. I feel better than ever. I can sing, dance. Nothing can bring me down.
Oi, Andy, are you using the phone? Get back to training, you lazy bastard, now!
Sorry, Mother. Well, that didn't last long, did it?
You're watching Channel 4. Oh dear, fell asleep in front of Frasier again, didn't you? Now it's time for 24 hours in A&E.
Right, we've got a 45-year-old male with a burst appendix. Let's get him under.
The anaesthetic isn't working. It's not strong enough.
Okay, have we got anything stronger?
We're running low on supplies.
Jeremy Hunt, to the rescue.
Mr. Hunt, what are you doing here?
I'm practicing for the job I'll be doing after I lose to Boris Johnson. Being an anaesthetic. I've found that just by talking and telling people that I'm the only candidate who's been an entrepreneur over and over again, I can put people to sleep quicker than a tranquilizer dart.
Look, it's already working. The patient's going under. Keep going, Mr. Hunt.
Oh, right. As the only candidate who was also an entrepreneur, I have the skills to negotiate anyone into...
Amazing, he's out cold.
Get him onto the operating table.
I believe it's important to keep all options on the operating table. Oh, God,
I don't know what's wrong. I'm so sleepy.
Me too. OK, Mr. Hunt, you can stop now. We're all falling asleep.
Oh, looks like I'm the last man standing after all. Did I mention I was an entrepreneur?
Welcome to The One Show with me, Matt Baker. If this programme was Love Island, I'd be one of the beanbags.
And me, Alex Jones, patronising you to within an inch of your life. Aww, you managed to turn the TV on then. Well done, you.
Now, we're delighted to be joined by the big favourite to be our new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson.
Yeah, thank you. Well, now the campaign has started in earnest, I've decided to step out from the shadows and submit myself to the sort of serious, rigorous questioning you only get on The One Show.
Mr. Johnson, you got an impressive number of votes from your fellow Tory MPs, but some people say it's only because you've been making contradictory statements.
Well, to be honest, I think there's a lot of truth in that suggestion, Alex.
So you have been saying different things to different people?
Absolutely not, Matt. Can't imagine where you got that idea.
Well, because of what you just said to Alex.
I don't recall saying anything to her, Matt.
You spoke to me just a few seconds ago.
Indeed I did, Alex. I remember it well.
OK, let's try and get specific. What's your exact position on HS2?
It's very simple. I support it.
You support it?
No.
You're not going to be able to get away with this for very long, are you?
Well, I mean, you know what? I think the British public understands that the new Conservative leader needs to attract a broad range of support, because that's the way to build consensus, deliver Brexit, and create a dynamic and successful Britain.
And that's what'll happen if you become leader?
No. The country'll go tits up within a week. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have another commitment to get to.
Oh, goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
In cinemas now, Woody and the gang return in Toy Story 4.
Come in, Lightyear. Any news on Andy's birthday? Over.
Affirmative, cowboy, but I'm afraid we have a code red.
A code red? Not a code red. We're all doomed. What's a code red?
It means what it always means when Andy gets new toys, new recruits.
Listen up, Space Rangers. I'd like you to meet the newest member.
Hi, I'm Chuka Amuna. Delighted to be joining another group. I'm heading to infinity and beyond, then to the Greens, then to the Brexit party, and then we'll see where we go from there.
This is the voicemail of FIFA headquarters. Sorry we can't take your call. We're either in a meeting or prison.
You dodgy, cheating ball bags, it's Sturgeon here. You've got some explaining to do. Our brave lasses were cheated out of the Women's World Cup. So I'm suggesting what I always suggest when things don't go my way. Replay the event until we get the result I want.
Hello and welcome to PM with me, Evan Davis. John Humphrey's trapped in the body of a Bikram yoga instructor. In the wake of Tom Watson's controversial video praising Europe, we're discussing its impact on the Labour Party. Jeremy Corbyn.
Evan, I am furious. What Tom Watson has done is absolutely against Labour Party policy.
What, speaking in favour of a referendum?
No, having a clear view on something. That is the total opposite of what my Labour Party stands for. Now is not the time for clarity. Now is the time for waffle, drivel, and above all, blather.
So you think Mr. Watson is wrong?
Yes, no, I don't know. Can I have a peanut?
And finally, Mr. Corbyn, will you be punishing Mr. Watson by sacking him?
No, I'll be punishing him by making him stay in the shadow cabinet until the end of time.
Welcome to Newsnight. I'm Kirsty Warwick. Make me say, you're the one I like. Go put your booty on. Mine. Keep it up all night. Don't let me down, da da down. More on that story later. But first, I'm joined by the phenomenon who shook up the Tory leadership race, Rory Stewart, who endeared himself to the nation with his wholly unconventional strategy of not lying to people. Mr. Stewart, what do you hope to take from your decent showing in this contest?
Well, I hope the message is not just for my party, but for all politicians, and that message is...
Hold it right there.
Ed Miliband, what are you doing here?
Stand back, Kirsty. I have no beef with you. This is between me and him. Rory's nicked my entire persona. Awkward, geeky, weirdly sexy. This is single white female for blokes who shop in Millers. Rory's a social media sensation. He's going up and down the country, talking to people on the doorstep. He's got a mouth that's slightly too big for his face.
That is all cruelly true, but as...
And just as he was seemingly riding a wave of public affection to a famous political victory, he crashed and burned.
Oh, my God, he is you.
No.
This is such nonsense.
Well, if you're not trying to be me, you won't mind letting us see what's in this briefcase of yours. Look, Kirsty.
A bacon sandwich.
Well,
Welcome to the Andrew Marr Show. In a week where Britain has despaired at the appalling standard of its political discourse, I'm joined now by failed Tory leadership candidate Matt Hancock.
Good to be here, Andrew.
Would you be prepared to leave the European Union without a deal?
Well, this is an important question, Andrew, and
all
I
right,
think...
let's move on. Do you support Boris Johnson's pledge to cut taxes for high earners?
Well, I'm glad you asked. To speak plainly...
So you're refusing to answer my question?
I'm trying to answer your question.
Climate change, genuine threat or just a myth?
Genuine threat.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I did answer.
Let me rephrase the question. Who would win in a fight between a shark and a polar bear?
What?
Daddy or chips?
This is absurd.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Will you let me speak?
Go on, then.
Right, my vision for a post-Brexit Britain...
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. Join me next week when I'll be asking John McDonnell if he has a coherent social care policy while simultaneously trying to find out if he's seen Killing Eve.
Huckabee Sanders.
I can't sleep.
Mr. Trump, sir, it's 3 a.m, and I resigned, remember?
Yes, but I don't like it when a woman says no to me. So I've let you stay on as an unpaid advisor.
How flattering, sir.
Sarah, do you know the mayor of London? I don't like him. Saw a very bad play about he came to London with his cat. But you know, London's a shithole city. You know, knife crime through the roof, sky full of inflatable babies, very bad.
Okay, sir. Well, it is late, sir,
you know, he's been very, very nasty to me, Sarah. Just like that Sajid Javid. You know, never trust a dude with a rhyming name, like Chicken Lickin. Terrible guy. Conspiracy nut, too. The sky's fine, Chicken Man. We have the best sky.
So, sir, you called me because you're worried about British politicians being mean to you?
No. There was something else. Wait, what was it? That's it. Nuclear war with Iran. I'm very scared, Sarah. I watched that Chernobyl show, and I was horrified by what I saw. Terrible.
Oh, wow. How empathetic.
Oh, that radiation and no new X-Men. Unforgivable.
Good night, sir.
Sarah, wait. Who's your favorite X-Men?
I don't know, sir.
Mine's Mr. Tickle. Got great skin color, great attitude to personal space. Wait. If nuclear war means loads more Mr. Tickles, I'll get right to it.
No,
thanks for your advice,
sir. No, sir, I meant...
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis McLeod, Jan Ravens and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howard, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, James Buck, Max Davis, Sarah Gibbs and Alex Hardy, and Edward Tew. It was a BBC Studios production, and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.